I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yes.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
So maybe there could be a whacking instead?
Whacking.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
And I mean, there probably will be a whacking because even if there's a tie like earlier, y'all whack each other.
That's
right. It's a double whack.
Whack it.
Sorry. Whack attack.
Whack attack. I like that. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Chad in Issaquah. Chad, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Which NBA player once co-starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in a major Hollywood action movie?
Wilt Chamberlain.
No.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Bugs Bunny.
No. Ecuador is located on which continent?
North America, South America.
South America, yes. Finish the title of the movie, Fantastic Beasts and What?
Things That I Don't Watch. Pat.
How many quarts are in a gallon?
Oh, yeah.
4.
Yes. What color are Cupid's arrows that induce love when a person is shot?
Red or pink?
No.
White?
No. What planet is the second from the sun?
Oh, man. Mercury?
No.
That would be Uranus rap.
No.
Woo. Mars.
No. Which old school sitcom featured Tom Hanks dressed up as a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Bosom Buddies.
Yes.
Nice.
Which U.S. president appears on the front of the $2 bill?
Jefferson.
Yes. Chuck Norris formerly starred in which television series?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Ooh, that's not too bad, not
nope.
too good.
Started a little shaky there.
Right, it's a smacker, right down the middle.
Yep, came back pretty strong there. We'll have to see how Steve does.
There he is.
There he is right there.
It's Steve.
It is Steve.
Woo!
Hi. Okay, well, lots of excitement. Yeah. So pumped.
So pumped. Are you ready?
Yes!
Which NBA player once co-starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in a major Ooh. Hollywood action movie?
It's got to be Shaq.
No.
Michael Jordan?
No.
Basketball player. Ooh, I'm going to go Michael Jordan.
You just said that? Oh. No. Ecuador is located on which continent?
That's a great question.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No.
Ecuador is in South America.
Yes. Finish the title of the movie, Fantastic Beasts and What?
Voyages.
No.
Oh. And dragons.
No.
And burdens.
No. How many quarts are in a gallon?
16.
No.
32.
No.
64.
No. What color are Cupid's arrows that induce love when a person
Red.
Is shot? No.
Pink.
No.
White.
No. What planet is second from the sun?
Venus.
Yes. Which old school sitcom featured Tom Hanks dressed up as a woman?
Bosom Buddies.
Yes. Which U.S. president appears on the front of a $2 bill?
Ooh, is that Franklin?
No.
He's not a president. Jefferson.
Yes. And Steve, you lose 4-5. Woo! 5-4. So congratulations, Chad.
Nice job, Chad.
Thank you. I know you're not giving prizes, but can I please get paid in a tamale?
I think that's fair.
It's not Christmas yet.
Well, he'll have to
put him on the Christmas
list. I will find you at Christmas.
We'll put a stamp on a tamale and mail it out to you.
Perfect. That sounds nice and ominous.
Yeah, very. I will find you at Christmas for your tamales.
I don't think that's a good thing to say. But you know,
Chad, the tamale hunter.
You know what's really good, though, is this.
Yep. Oh, Stevie.
The remix.
Oh, someone said, is it Dennis Rodman?
It is.
Yeah, it is Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
And they said, fun fact, my dad did the special effects for that monstrosity.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I just love how it calls it a monstrosity.
Yeah.
It's like any of those movies. Like, a lot of the, like, 90s movies with Jean-Claude Van Damme were really bad.
Yes.
The 80s ones, fantastic. But 90s, not so much.
Well.
Yeah.
He was just trying to be more like Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah. And that went downhill quite quickly as well.
That's yeah. what I mean.
Yeah. There was a couple that you did not get that Chad did not get as well. The color of Cupid's arrows that induce love when
Blue.
A person is shot. No. This was an interesting one because I didn't realize he had colored arrows. And then I found out that he has, well, had, you know, mythology, had lead arrows to induce disgust or disdain for people.
Wow. This,
yeah.
So Cupid, his whole backstory is not always about love.
No, it's not always about love.
I don't even know what the answer would be for this. Purple?
No, gold arrows.
Gold.
Yeah.
Because
everyone loves gold, I guess.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Especially R. Kelly.
There are four quarts in a gallon.
Four quarts, that is.
Chad got that one correct.
That one.
That's also about R. Kelly.
Oh, jeez.
What? No?
I think only a person... Well, actually, there might be a couple people who know this. Fantastic Beasts and BJ.
Danny, I'm going to give it to Danny. He should know. You don't know?
And where to find them?
Almost, yeah.
I haven't actually watched those movies.
But it was still in Harry Potter. That's where we heard about it for the first time when Hermione went in the library and she started looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember, honestly.
You praise a horrible Harry Potter
You got
fan.
Pretty close when you said it.
It's where to find them.
And where to find
okay,
them.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So you're pretty close on that one. So you're almost a Harry Potter head there.
Yeah.
It's a very, the second movie was not the greatest.
Spoiler, I'm not going to watch it, so can you let me know, did they ever find them?
Oh, he always... Newt Scamander was famous for basically finding all the beasts, and he was a beastmaster, basically.
Newt Scamander.
But he was a weirdo within the wizard community. But he found them, Steve. He found a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, you know what? Steve found a loss today. So, sorry, buddy.
Yeah!
Super.
Fantastic losses and where to find them. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Well, you know me. I got my surveys. Here's another one. You know, the survey found out that you, yes, you, ask for help or advice more than 6,000 times in your life. That's an average of twice a week or 104 times a year. Yet people have a hard time asking for help. So a lot of people do, but turns out that's what we do.
Yeah, I rarely want help. I know it sounds terrible, but like in certain things. Like, I mean... I'm trying to think of, like, what examples, though, for advice.
Well, I mean, if you're like I don't know, maybe you're below average.
A lot of times I'm like, I'll just figure it out on my own.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that, and then they wonder why they're so miserable. And because lone wolfing it is kind of not really the way we're supposed to be as human beings.
Well, what about if I go to YouTube? Does that count as asking for advice? Because I'll type it in the search function. I'm asking YouTube to advise me on how to do this properly.
See, I don't think that's really counting because nobody knows you've done that. Like, you don't have to face somebody's face and go, hi, I need help, and be vulnerable.
What if I tweet about it?
Oh, if you tweet about it, that's a whole different story. Go on TikTok, though.
Yes, I needed help screwing in this light bulb, and I went on YouTube, and it taught me.
Because think about it. I mean, we don't want to look like we don't know anything. And I think it goes all the way back to the first time, I don't know, whenever we looked stupid or felt stupid for not knowing something. So the last thing you want to look is be that vulnerable and go, hi, I don't know how to do this.
But there are certain things like, but granted, these aren't like serious things. Like when it comes to like activities, I love getting advice. Like when in hockey, I've had some buddies give me tips on how to be better. And I'm like, that's awesome. Or recently in wrestling, it's like, I know that I'm not good. And I love to like get better at these things. So I really do thrive in that. Or even at the gym, like when I've done something that I thought I was doing right and one of the trainers like, hey, do you mind if I give you some advice on how to do that properly? And I look at him and I'm like, wow. Somebody did not like that you did this. That's why you have to come up to me and ask me that way. You know, in my head, I'm thinking like somebody was like upset that they were correcting them. And I looked at them like, dude, you're like, you work here. Like you've learned, you know, you know what I mean? Like you've been trained to be a trainer. Of course I want your advice. If you're willing to give it to me, give it to me.
So good for you.
Right. No.
Well,
yeah, and then everyone left our gym area. Yeah, like it was very awkward. Yeah. Granted, we were in the locker room and I had my shirt off. But.
Yeah. So you've obviously had good critiquing in your life.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I never mind like when someone has constructive criticism.
Because that's a big one. I mean, Brene Brown talks about it in her book, Daring Greatly. The idea of being able to criticize somebody constructively is an art, and so many members of management mm-hmm. don't know how to do that.
So I think I'm good at taking advice. I'm not good at asking for advice. Like, I would have never thought to ask that guy, even though we have a good relationship at the gym. Like, we always say hi to each other. He's a super good dude. But I never would think, hey, is this form right? Because I wouldn't want to bug him. Instead, I'd go on YouTube and try and figure it out on my own.
Oh.
And then have him come up to me and unsolicited give me the advice, and then I'm very happy.
You're good if somebody comes up and wants to give you any help, but you're not that good at asking for it.
Right.
Okay, that's not – I mean, that's half the battle. At least you're willing to take it when somebody offers it.
People. Yeah, I want to take it. I just don't want to ask for it.
Yeah, well,
I gotcha.
That's the thing. You want to be submissive. Yeah, no, there are – yeah, I mean, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'll be your bottom.
Yeah.
Submit. Wow. See, for me, I think about it more in terms of work. A lot of times I in my past, I didn't ask for help or I didn't ask for clarification, and then I went ahead with the task, and then I got yelled at for doing it wrong. So yeah. Now it's – I've almost like – it's almost 100% the other way, in a bad way, of me. I have to ask for help for everything or clarification. And I've had people be like, no, just do it. Like, just do it the way you were going to do it. And I'm like, oh, well, I just wanted to make sure that I didn't screw anything up.
Yeah. You know, Danny, this is tough as we're trying to morph into a world where people are nicer about criticism. Once you get slapped in the face, I mean, how do you not want to protect yourself forever by making sure you do it right? My wife hates that I ask so many questions. And I'm like, well, I remember that Christmas where we got you the wrong gift and you basically said we didn't know you and cried. Who wants to go through that again?
Nobody.
Yeah. And I have been criticized over the years. I've also criticized people wrongly over the years because it's tough to sit somebody down and actually have constructive criticism with them. I'm not good at it, which is probably a reason why I shouldn't be in charge of anybody.
Oh, this is cool. Someone said, I can come over and help you, Danny. Signed, Rocky the Sea Wolf. He's a whale.
Oh, the whale would love to help you with that fear of whales.
I'm good.
He's a helpful whale.
No, I'm good.
He's just trying to help you not be afraid of whales.
Yeah.
So the average adult has turned to 31 different people in their life for help. And a third of the people say, number one is?
Father.
Ooh. Oh, actually, you're close.
Mother.
That's it. Yeah, she's the number one person they've gone to for advice. Yeah. And then 13% did say their dad.
I don't owe to my dad for any advice. I just don't. I'm zero interest in it. I love my father. I will take a bullet for that man. But I will never ask him for it. The last time I did, it went on for hours. And
oh,
it was just
no.
Like, you know, I asked him for help. And this was in high school, a math problem. And it turned into like a four-hour. We just left the question I had, and just he basically taught me calculus. And I was like, I'm just asking 4 + 4. Come on, guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all this. And after that, I was like, I'm never – because he was a math teacher at NYU as like a side thing.
Wow.
Like, my dad's like – it's crazy how like he loves math. Like, that's his thing. And I don't. So when I asked him a question about math and needed his help and his advice or whatever, he was so excited. But he just completely drilled too much into my brain.
Yeah.
I was like, never asking him again for anything.
Can't blame you on that.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
What do you want to talk about?
Sometimes, you know, you need our advice. Sometimes you actually can school us and tell us stuff we don't know. But whatever you do, make sure you follow Steve's rules.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you shall be gone, and we will say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel in Marysville. Daniel, you are on The Rock.
Woohoo! Thank you guys very much for having me on.
What's up, Daniel?
Welcome to the show, buddy.
All right. My question for you guys, all around, what do you prefer, American cars or European cars?
Ooh, wow. Well, I'm going to ask you, because I bet out of everybody on this show, you might be the expert. What do you prefer?
I would rather take I wanted to go with vehicles, and that would definitely kind of change what I would want, but American, always American. But the cars, like, if you're sitting in, like, a muscle car, there's just nothing about it that, it's just different. You know what I mean? But then, like, if I want to go up the mountain, there's just not an American truck that can't do it.
Huh. See, yeah, my favorite kind of car is a free car. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you get me from point A to point B and I don't have to put a big car payment down, I'm all for it.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I'm not a big car guy, but I do. My wife owns a European car, and it is frustrating as all hell.
Why?
Because it doesn't age well, and it is more temperamental, even though it's a higher performance car. I've got my Hyundai. She's got the European car. And it seems like it takes so much to do what I want to do in her car. And when it breaks, it's more expensive to fix. Like, for instance, you can't upgrade the sound system in her car without spending a ridiculous amount of money. And so she's not able to hook up her iPhone to it. Because it's so, even though it's a 10-year-old vehicle and it's a higher-end vehicle, whereas with my Hyundai, I could easily go to Car Toys and boom, I am as modern as I want to be, even though my Hyundai's older than her European car and was a lot cheaper than her European car.
Well, it's the better way to go.
Yeah.
See, mine is Toyota all the way.
Always?
Always Toyota. I've had a Toyota Tacoma, and I had a Corolla for a little bit there, but Toyota Tacoma for the past, since I turned probably 21. And I love Tacomas. And if I've ever thought if I'm going to get a car, I'm probably going to do a Lexus, which is in the exact same kind of, or in the same family as Toyota.
Yeah, that's their fancy car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So were you pumped when you moved out to Washington that you were now close to the Tacoma?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I always want to go to see Tacoma because I've always had a Tacoma.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, Toyota's a great brand.
I
can't.
I love
it. Yeah. It's not dumb. I'm with Danny. I mean, when you know,
it's dumb. It's dumb. I mean, I'm with him, but it's dumb.
Yeah,
lots of things I think I get excited about. It's dumb.
I've always I wanted to see Tacoma ever since the Steve Miller song. On the way to Tacoma,
keep on rocking me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm always like, I knew all those other cities, but I'm like, where the hell is Tacoma? And of course, I didn't know Steve Miller was from the Pacific Northwest, so he gives Tacoma a nice nod. Mm-hmm. But Tacoma doesn't belong in that list.
Right.
Like, those are all other gigantic major cities, really. And then Tacoma, which at the time he wrote that song, was probably really a small city.
Everyone in New Mexico just takes off the A and or the MA, and it's always just the Toyota Taco. So you just see a lot of Toyota Tacos roaming.
Do they
around.
Really?
Like, oh yeah,
that's funny.
That's a bit. That's what I did with my first one because I just bought like a used one, and I was like, I got my Toyota Taco.
Taco.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
We've got a lot of random questions today on Listeners on the Loose, so I'm going to try and fly through some of these. But I thought this one was interesting because it made me think of something that just happened. What's the strangest encounter that you've ever had with a stranger? I say this and I ask it because last night I was getting gas and a guy at the pump across from me asked me if I wanted to play bingo with him and that there was a free ravioli dinner as well. WTF.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I'd be in for that.
Boy, if it wasn't for me thinking that there's just a lot of like people that want to like take my kidneys and put me in a bathtub and of ice,
but they wouldn't offer you raviolis if that. They'd offer you like spaghetti.
Oh, I see. The spaghetti is when they want your kidneys.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, because I would love to be. I mean, that's what we want to believe about humanity is that somebody would go, "Hey, you want to be my friend?" Like when you were little kids, mm-hmm. Somebody would come up to you and go, "Hey, you want to come play with me?" And my mom's got cupcakes. I'd be like, "Yeah, let's do this." And you would do that as a little kid.
Yeah, as an adult, you're like, "What's your deal, man?"
Yeah.
Are these special cupcakes?
Yeah, ooh, it's such a little kid offer. You want to play bingo and get some raviolis? To me, is like Chef Boyardee. Yes, I do.
Yeah. What kind of raviolis are we talking? Just plain cheese, lobster ravioli.
Oh, pumpkin. If it's lobster ravioli, I'm all
in. Oh, you'll give your kidneys for that? All right, I'm going
to
do it then.
It's worth the risk. Also, underrated ravioli. I'm not usually a pumpkin flavor guy, but the pumpkin raviolis are really good.
Right? Yeah, every once in a while I'm in the mood for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember any weird? Because I got one that happened actually right after we did the MegaCast. I remember I even put it down in my phone because I went down to the elevator, went down to the lobby, now to the parking garage, and I park on level B. And I'm in the elevator with a woman, and she's just acting strange. And I'm thankful that it's a short elevator ride. But all of a sudden, she just says, because she hit the B, and then I hit the B as well. The letter B for the floor, not the bitch. But then she goes, "We have the same magic number." And I was like, "Excuse me?" And then she goes, "Sorry, we have the same mystic number." And then sang like a weird, like she went, "Da da da," like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just, now there's like this awkward, like, when is the elevator door going to open? And as soon as it opened, I just looked at it and go, "Have a good day."
Yeah.
Got off the elevator. I was like,
it's like, don't curse me.
And I'm like, oh, looking over my shoulder, she's going to follow me to my car. But I was like, what are you talking about?
Did she look like she was out of her mind?
It's hard to tell because everyone has masks on.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. The masks really do, yeah. Yeah, we have the same magic number.
But then she corrected herself to say it was a mystic number. And also, I'm like, it's not a number. It's a freaking letter.
Oh, but is it?
I guess I don't know. Da, 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 da.
Oh, I love that. That's
so
awesome.
Weird, man.
Dude, my strangest encounter with somebody, I didn't even see them face to face. I worked for like 6 months just because I've always had that on my bucket list. I wanted to work at a tattoo shop and see what it was like.
Cool.
And I had a great time. My second shift in, I get a call and I'm trying to remember everything I was taught the first day, like how to respond. He's like, "Yeah, I want a tattoo." I'm like, "Okay, what kind? I can point you in the right direction. Which artist?" It's like a mermaid tattoo. And then it just got really weird. I'm trying to talk to the other artist. I'm like, this guy sounds kind of weird. They're like, maybe he's doing stuff to himself. I'm like, no. And the more I kept asking him, like, this and that, I'm like, where do you want it? We can, like, do you want it this big? He's like, will I look pretty? Will I look pretty? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he was doing that to himself while like trying to schedule a tattoo appointment.
It's a good thing you didn't ask about deposits and stuff.
Right?
It got really awkward.
We don't accept that as a deposit. Thank you. I immediately hung up. And I'm just like, the tattoo artist called it. He was doing stuff to himself.
I feel like that for him to like be able to pick up on that, maybe they've had that happen before.
I asked, and they said that they hadn't. He's just been around, I guess.
He's a guy. He probably just knows his people.
Yeah.
He's a perv like me, so I think we get it.
How weird is that right? You're making a phone call and you're like, and then it's a crapshoot. Like, he's hoping a girl's going to answer the phone.
Right. You don't know what, maybe he doesn't care.
Maybe it was just the tattoo, though, at that point.
That turns him on.
Oh, yeah.
Tattoo fetish.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But that was one of the weirdest encounters I've ever had.
Anyone else? Strange encounters with a stranger?
Absolutely. In Tacoma.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the gas station is always kind of a crapshoot on who you're going to meet, but I think the most interesting one for me would just be being offered trunk meat and somebody selling steaks out of the back of their trunk at a discounted price.
Of course.
I passed on that offer.
I was going to say, how many did you buy?
I'm not buying any trunk meat.
Wait, was it frozen?
You know what? I didn't look. I didn't even bother with it because I'm just not trusting the meat from somebody's trunk.
My brother brought trunk meat once, and it was burgers, and it was the most delicious meat I've ever had.
It's human meat.
Flag that.
Okay, then.
Two types of people right here.
I was going to say the Traeger could do magical things, right?
Yeah, you could have slow cooked that.
I'm not smoking trunk meat, guys.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I feel
sure.
Like you'd be good at it.
Well, I mean, everyone's got to start a business somewhere. I mean, hell, even like the Vermont teddy bear guy, he originally sold teddy bears like out on the streets in Vermont before it became the monster thing that it was. Ben and Jerry's as well. They would all be in like a little market with like a little thing. So maybe this guy's like the next meat man.
He can't even get in the market, so he's just going to sell it out of his trunk.
Yeah.
That's it. Of course, now, Rev, are you the guy that would go play bingo and have ravioli?
Quite possibly.
But you won't get trunk meat.
Yeah, there's a key difference between ravioli and trunk meat.
Okay. Not sure what it is, but all right then.
I got standards.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I had a random guy come up to me and just start telling me his retirement plan.
Oh, nice.
It was just like,
what was he planning on doing?
He was like, I think he worked for the park, and he came up and said,
I got about 5 more years of this. And I've said, and he got really like, he gave, he shared all his financials. He goes, you know, I have X amount of dollars in the bank. And so I feel like I could live off of this. And then what do I really need? And I'm like just standing there going, like I was just walking in the park and he just came up to me. Hey, how you doing? You know, I want to tell you something. I'm like, okay. And then Nick, he just goes into this whole financial retirement thing he's got planned. And then I thought, all right, maybe he's going to try to sell me something. No, he just wanted to tell me his retirement plan.
He was pumped. Maybe he thought you were Todd Peach.
Yeah.
Wanted to brag.
I mean, it's one thing if it was like if he was going to retire in a month, maybe even a, you know, maybe 2 months.
It was a
5-year
plan.
He was telling me in 5 years he's excited. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, is he going to do this for 5 freaking years? Just stop everybody at the park and tell him how excited he is to retire?
He's a big KSW fan and he sees the picture of you and Todd on the page.
Got
and
it
he
confused.
Just got you guys confused.
Yeah,
I
got it backwards.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. That was, I just thought that was like very, very random. But I actually learned a couple of things. I won't lie to you. I was like, oh, all right. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep that in the back of my brain. I'm going to talk to Todd Peach about that.
Yeah, a random guy on the street told me this, Todd. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. 2064, what's that?
Oh, I was going to say, how about this text to talk about strange things from strangers? Someone said, I went to Carl's Jr. for lunch on a sunny summer day. After the guy handed me my food, he said, go out there and get some D. Took me a few minutes to realize he probably meant vitamin D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, phrasing.
Get that D.
That's awesome.
Hey, yep, so it said Jeff Bezos started by selling books out of his trunk. Yeah. So trunk books are okay, but not trunk meat?
Yes. Oh. Absolutely.
Right. Oh, you'd be surprised. Trunk books and a Traeger, just as good as trunk meat.
Yeah, I'll smoke my books.
Yeah. Wow. Really, he did? Jeff Bezos really did that?
I just read it. It's a text. So
I believe
I
it.
No. Yeah,
why would the texters lie?
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, BJ.
That's a good point. You're right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Wes in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Wes. What you got for us?
Well, I was listening, and I heard you guys were talking about strange encounters with random individuals you guys had met, and I had an interesting story I thought you'd like to hear.
Yes, what you got? Please.
Well, I work for a local door company, Commercial Doors, so it has me working in random alleyways downtown, so I can imagine you guys can kind of extrapolate from that. I encounter a lot of strange people.
Oh, yeah.
So I was doing a service call not too long ago, and I came back to my work truck, and I happened upon a woman who was face-planted on my passenger window. And she was not there entirely. And I, as I'm walking up, I'm noticing that she is dyeing her hair purple in the reflection of my work truck window. Oh, yeah. And so I started yelling, I was like, hey, you know, get off the truck. And she proceeds to barrel roll off the truck. And it was only after she had wandered about 2 cars away and posted up and pulled her pants down to look at something that I noticed that there was purple smeared all over the truck.
Oh, I mean, that like sucks.
It looked like I had run over Grimace in a McDonald's parking lot.
You know, maybe she was pulling her pants down to make sure, like, she was also dyeing the other hair.
Yeah, carpet drapes.
Carpet drapes thing, yeah. She's like, well, I have to make sure I got that done before I leave.
I feel like she might have been getting ready for a day's work.
You know, it could have been. I mean, by the time I got home, most of that stuff had set in. So there are still stains on my truck I cannot get off.
Oh, really?
What color is your truck?
Wow.
It's a white truck.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Of course it is.
The delight of being able to work in downtown. Isn't that just wonderful? Downtown alleyways, what a wonderful time.
Yeah, it'd almost be like, hey, man, before you send me to the job, can you at least let me know where it is so I can just do a quick internet search to make sure it's not like a weird alley?
Yeah. Let's go to Dylan in Sammamish, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Dylan, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning, Dylan. What you got for us, buddy?
So I want to talk about interactions, but this time with wild animals.
Oh,
so
all right.
I was growing up, and I was riding my bike in my neighborhood, and we dealt with a lot of wild deer in the area.
Yeah.
And I was riding by this high fence, and all of a sudden this deer comes jumping over and knocks me over, and I ended up cracking a couple ribs and had to deal with that.
Oh, damn. Did he hit you with his hoof?
No, it actually, like, full-on chest to shoulder.
Oh!
Just completely knocked me over.
Oh, damn, dude. That's, so the deer didn't know you were there. It was just jumping a fence.
Yeah, no, it was just minding its own business, probably escaping somebody's yard. And wow. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Dude, I mean, they look like gentle creatures and everything. But, I mean, obviously, if one slams into you or if they got the horns working. Mm-hmm. And I came up upon one just walking recently because they're all over Mercer Island. I don't know where they're coming from. But they used to be in my yard, but then my neighbor built a fence so they can't get in my yard anymore. But I was just taking a walk on a trail, and then there he was, him and his buddy, and maybe like a little kid or something they were hanging out with. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do here, because even though they're friendly, I don't want to do anything to get them to think, okay, well, we're not going to be friendly anymore.
Just say, I come in peace.
Yeah, I mean, they got the hooves, they got the, you know, they got the horns. They can do some damage if they need to. Damn deer.
Well, you took their land, man.
Damn deer.
I did not take their land. Yeah, somebody else did, and then I bought it from that guy. So I'm out of that equation.
And then you just did the ultimate F you by putting in fake grass.
Yeah. Now they don't have anything to eat.
Yeah, well, I got news for you, Rev. They ate my bamboo. They made a nice little hole. That's why I'm glad my neighbor put a fence up. They made their own little hole. I thought I had a tree line, and they were like, your tree line won't stop us.
Oh, wow.
And they ate it. Freaking deer.
Well, just be happy you don't have koalas around your neighborhood, because then you're really screwed.
What's going on with the koalas?
Don't they eat bamboo?
No, that's pandas.
Pandas. Good thing you don't have any pandas out there.
I really haven't been able to follow you today between the squirrels and 46 and the bamboo eating koalas. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, how about that? They don't, huh? Shut the front door.
You go to business.
Wow. I really. You went to look that up. You were like, I am refuting this.
Rev, he didn't trust you, buddy.
They
eat eucalyptus leaves, not bamboo. How about though? It's like the first thing that shows up on koalas. So I'm not the only person that thought this. Oh. National Geographic had to put out a statement.
Yeah, you know why? You know why? Because you folks are multiplying.
Handsome bald men?
Yes, that is absolutely it.
Yeah, they had the National Geographic.
I can't even say that with a straight face. That's such a lie.
You almost got there, though.
Here we are at the National Geographic office. What's the problem, Jim? We got too many handsome bald men. We got to put out a statement.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody had this is going to be fun. They said, guys, I have a few which is worse questions for you.
Okay.
All right. So the first one, which is worse? Your gas gauge is on E or your phone is at 1%?
Gas gauge.
Oh, gas gauge. Yeah, that's worse.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the minute I get that like low thing, I start panicking. My wife laughs at me. She's like, you know, you have some time before. I'm like, no, need to find a gas station now. I'm not getting. I never want to ever be out of gas.
The first truck that I ever had, the gas gauge didn't work.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I would just have to like monitor it by miles. But sometimes I would forget to reset the miles for the trip every time. And there was some times I was trying to drive home, and then all of a sudden my car would start sputtering, and it was like, what am I gonna do?
Did you ever fully run out of gas?
No. Luckily, I would always manage somehow to get to a gas station.
I have definitely been one of those people that have like fully run out of gas. The point I needed to push my car into the gas station. I was like almost there, like a block away from the gas station. I just didn't time it right. And it is the most embarrassing feeling because you look like an idiot. It's like, really? Why didn't you get gas sooner? And
really
it's because I got lost and I was trying to get to the gas station. I missed the exit.
Of course
so
you
that,
did.
That's what killed me.
I do always feel for that person you see on the side of the road walking. You know, mm-hmm. They're walking back to their car with the red canister and you're like, oh man, that's like the walk of shame right there.
Right. And then when you turn your car on, it doesn't always want to turn on right away. It makes a lot of sputtering noises and it just, you feel like everyone's staring at you.
But the phone at 1%, I feel like sometimes I just like, I mess with myself. Like I'm like, it's at 1%, stop messing with your phone. Put it away in case there's an emergency. And then you're like, I wonder how much I can play on my phone until it dies. And you start doing stuff. And it lasts a long time.
Yeah. I don't understand you people because I fill it up at a half a tank all the time. And my phone, I mean, when it's you're not supposed to really charge those a lot when they're new. The batteries are you're supposed to really wear them like all the way down to like 20 to 10%. Then you charge them back up when they're new. But then eventually the batteries start getting older, and you know you go, look, my battery, I need to charge that right. So I always have chargers everywhere, just because I don't want to run out on either one of those things.
All right, how about this one? Which is worse? They want to know: stepping on a Lego or stubbing your toe?
Oh,
ooh,
stubbing my toe. I do that multiple times a week, and I'm it is awful.
Especially one of those like extreme ones where you just really just nail. Stepping on a Lego sucks, but nothing's worse than hitting that little toe.
But the pain goes away quickly, like with the Lego. Like you sit down, you can rub it out. Whereas opposed,
excuse me.
Wait, rub your toe.
Crazing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still talking about the phone at 1%.
But if you stub your toe, that could hurt for days.
Now, see, the difference between that, I mean, I feel that like stubbing a toe, you're kicking usually like a wall or like a table leg or something like that. But when you're stepping on a Lego, it's the full force and the like with me, the full fatness of my body stepping on that Lego. So it's all of me on that Lego, and it's just the worst.
Does Frank leave his Legos out a lot?
All the time. Stupid cat toys.
Yeah. A lot of times, though, that's a toe sprain you're talking about, which is why I'll step on a Lego anytime. But then again, I'm a house shoes guy. I mean, because I will not.
Finally, you have a reason why it makes sense to wear shoes around the house.
Yeah,
leaving Legos around in his house.
No, but the stubbing the toe.
Oh,
that's the part, Vicky. I stub my toe a lot, and Steve, and also the other thing I don't know. A lot of times, I will pick my foot up while it's underneath a bureau and scrape the top. I don't know if you've ever done that, where like you just walk away and you smack something because bureaus, like if you stand near a bureau, they have legs on them. So there's an underneath that your feet can fit into as opposed to the bureau being flat on the ground. And so a lot of times I'll pick my foot up to go, not realizing it's still like partly under the bureau. And I will have wrecked the top of my feet a lot of times on some of those bureaus that have the legs. Well, not anymore with those house shoes. And I'm like, oh, that's a stub toe. Oh, that's a wrecked top of my foot, man. But it didn't happen because of the shoes. And so I chalk it up. I'm like, yes, because I know I'd be hurting right now if not for the house shoes.
How soon till your house shoes have steel toes on them?
Steel toed
house shoes. How soon? let's just say that may not.
Somebody said I stepped on my belt buckle with the peg facing up and it went fully into my heel. It was the worst pain of my life.
No, don't say those things. Nope. No, thank you. I'm done.
Yeah, one time I had to have that wart removed on the bottom of my foot and they had to like inject my bottom of my foot with the numbing. I've never felt a worse pain. Because even they warned me, the guy, the dermatologist guy, was just like, okay, be prepared. This is going to hurt. I'm like, I've been poked with a lot of things. Yeah, exactly. Once he did it, like he could see me tense up. He goes, I wasn't wrong, was I? I'm like, no, you weren't wrong. This hurts a lot.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy, I've been poked. I'll show you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.